It is a perfect combination of passion, drama, and reality. So everything that's written, even though it's high octane, is grounded in a truth. And also, you know, that the music is just breathtakingly beautiful and full of drama at every moment.
Pia Furtado is directing Scottish Opera's new production of Massenet's Werther, a tale of passion and obsession. It's being staged by the company for the first time in 25 years. I'm Emma York, and Pia's been giving me a rundown of what to expect.
Werther is about a man called Werther. He is a young, passionate artist, a city chap who finds himself in a rural town and is completely bowled away by everything that that means. And he finds a muse in one of the young women who she personifies everything that's beautiful about this small village. It's kind of a tragedy. Spoiler alert! Because he subsequently finds out, so they have a moment together, but then he subsequently finds out that she is actually betrothed to another. Someone who is a very stable, sensible sort, and her mother's choice of husband, and her mother has passed away. And the story is really about how Werther deals with that and the spiral that he goes through subsequently. Dot, dot, dot.
You've kind of issued quite a challenge in a way to your own Werther, because am I right in saying that he will be on stage for more or less the entire opera? Are we allowed to say that?
You are allowed to say it. You are allowed to say it, and you would be right. And I am his least favourite person, I'm sure, for making him do that. But yes, it's a huge, huge ask of him. You know, he's ploughing through wonderfully at the moment. The music is always rooted in Werther's passion and obsession, and so his presence kind of is a kind of continuous reminder of whose tale we're seeing and whose eyes we're seeing it through.
Tell us a bit about the concept of the set and what we're going to see on stage.
Well, it actually is completely related to why Werther is on the stage. Basically, the overture music emotionally takes you to the most important moment, if you like, for Werther, which is a moment where he has to make some big decisions. And he makes those decisions after the last time he sees Charlotte. And so the set is his studio, his art studio, and it's the place where he goes to make that decision. And everything else that happens within the show is a sort of a conjuring up of images, of revs, as you know, dreams, as he keeps mentioning. He's never sure if he's awake or dreaming. We were very influenced by a few things, one of which was nature and how important nature was to him. And so we were looking at Art Nouveau, and we were also very interested in this idea of imagination and fairy tales, good and evil, and how those things can be seen visually in terms of archetypes. So a lot of the characters also have a sort of archetypal image.
You kind of feel sorry a bit for Charlotte as well, because she kind of gets put in that position, doesn't she, almost? She kind of is, you know, he falls in love with her and he will not let her be, in a sense.
Yeah, I think that is true. Certainly on discovering that she was actually, you know, she's promised to someone else, he doesn't go, oh, okay, I'll back off then. No. He doesn't let go, and he can't. So I think that really is kind of the internal struggle for him, is at what point do you concede? And, you know, whether or not it's a good thing and whether or not, you know, he had good reason is, I think, still up for grabs. Mm-hmm. Because, as you say, Charlotte's in a catch-22 as well. How much could she afford to reciprocate in that situation? But, yeah, the stakes couldn't be higher, I think, for both of them.
Werther at scottishopera.org.uk.